Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Yes, sir. Grab you a drink, get in sync. Two assholes with a podcast, and we don't give a damn what you think. This is the Two Cents and Nonsense Podcast. As always, I'm joined by my homeboy, Matt.
What up?
I am Antoine Weisslicker. Follow us on all social media by clicking the link tree. Leave a like, rating, and review on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast. It helps us out a lot. As we do every week, this is the Sports Talk episode. We give you the latest and greatest in sports, which right now, it's mainly wrestling. We're getting back into football, though. It's coming. The Hall of Fame game was just this Thursday. The Las Vegas Raiders went up against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Did you watch that game?
I'm not that desperate for football.
You're not right? That desperate for football. I watched the opening quarter.
Okay.
Then I was like, I want to know about some of these guys, but do I really want to know about some of these guys?
No.
The Raiders came out guns a-blazing. Like, they put all their starters out there except the starting, like, skill position players, with the exception of Josh Jacobs. I don't know why Josh Jacobs got to earn his spot. They didn't pick up his fifth-year option. He was a top 12 running back last year. What's the purpose of this man playing in the preseason?
Hey, Josh Jacobs, when your contract is up next year, come to Miami.
They'll treat him better. Bro.
Word up. Come to Miami.
No lie. Every time he touched the ball, you was like, why is this dude playing in the preseason? Like, his first carry, he ripped off like 9 yards. His second carry, he ripped off like 6 yards. He caught a pass in the flat and took that shit for like 12 yards. Like, every time this man touched the ball, and he was going against their ones, because Jacksonville was starting they people on defense.
Okay, we know their defense ain't shit.
You know, but I'm just like, every time he touched the ball, he just looked like, yo, this man is just starter. Go sit that man down before y'all get this man hurt. Like, come on, bro.
Josh Jacobs, when your contract is up and Josh McDaniel don't want to pay you, come to Miami. Mickey D got you.
Mickey D got him.
Yup.
Yeah.
Mickey D like the running backs, man.
I'm telling you, man. Josh Jacobs is a pretty good running back. Like, I have no idea why.
I told you he can come to Miami.
Yeah.
I'll take him.
You know.
I'll take him in a second. Word up.
You know, so. But I think the Raiders won that game going away. I think it was like 27-11 or some shit.
Dude,
like that.
I know no score, no stats. I don't know nothing about the game. I couldn't tell you who played, who didn't play. I couldn't tell you where they played. I don't know what color jerseys they had on. I don't know nothing.
Yeah, it was a delay on it there. Yeah, it was 27-11.
Couldn't even tell you what network was airing that shit.
I don't even know the network was airing shit.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Of course, I watch my shit on the site. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know nothing about the game. I don't give two shits about the Hall of Fame game because I know ain't nobody playing.
Yeah. You know, but the Jacksonville Jaguars, though, I will say that they're the number one overall pick. What was his name? Walker. Walker?
I didn't watch the draft. We ain't had no picks.
Yeah, they had no picks. Trayvon Walker, their number one overall pick. He going to be all right. He was impacting the plays. He was going against their number one left tackle, and he was getting to the quarterback. He got a rough in the passer call, which I thought was bullshit.
He's a DN or outside linebacker?
They in the 3-4, so he's considered an outside linebacker, but he that T.J. Watt, like, edge rusher. You know what I'm saying? But he was getting to the quarterback. He got a rough in the passing penalty that I thought was bullshit. You know, of course, if you hand on the helmet, they call it. Come on, bro. Like, he didn't even touch that guy. he didn't even touch that guy.
It's the rule.
Yeah, it's the rule. But he was affecting the plays, you know. They had a little stunt move that they did where his boy got the credit for the sack, but he caused that shit because the way he did his stunt was pretty as fuck. I was like, oh, okay, this nigga, he know what he doing out here. He gonna be special. I'll give him that.
When your contract is up.
When your contract is up. You know, they just fucking drafted him, dog.
I said, okay, when your contract is up. In 3-4 years, come to South Beach.
We got you. But yeah, man. It was just good looking at some live football. Just that one quarter. I only wanted to see the ones go against the ones, even though it wasn't really any skill position players out there. Hunter Renfrow didn't play. Devontae Adams didn't play, of course. Derek Carr didn't play.
Then you ain't watching the ones.
I won't watch the ones.
Nah, you was watching the twos.
I was watching the twos. Yeah. But yeah, man. So, you know, the preseason continues this weekend, I think.
I think it's next week.
Next weekend. You know, but.
Because I know next week we are doing joint practices with the Bucks because we play them.
Oh, y'all doing joint practices with them.
But Tom Brady ain't playing. This should be interesting since, you know, we got the tampering with Tom Brady and shit.
Yeah. First preseason games. Well, the next portion of the preseason games are going to be on the 11th. So Thursday the 11th is when we got them starting off. It's going to be the Giants versus the Patriots and the Titans versus the Ravens. And then the rest of the games are on the 12th.
Let's go Giants.
Friday the 12th, they got games. Then, of course, they got games on Saturday and they only got one game on Sunday.
I hope the Giants make Matt Jones look stupid. For the three plays he'll be out there if he plays.
Okay.
He need to play. He played like shit last year, but that's just me, you know.
Yeah, they got a whole suite of games on Friday, whole suite of games on Saturday, and then only one game on Sunday. The game on Sunday is going to be the Raiders and the Vikings. We're at 10 p.m. against the Chargers.
Why y'all got a primetime game for basketball? Like, what the fuck is that shit? Like, what the fuck is that shit? Niggas got a primetime game for backups. Y'all niggas ain't playing.
Us and the Chargers. Of course, I guess we're having joint practices as well. Us and the Chargers playing on Saturday the 13th at 10 p.m. The Cowboys and the Broncos at 9 p.m. The Saints and the Texans are going to be at 8. Your Dolphins and Buccaneers at 7:30. The Steelers and the Seahawks at 7. And then at 4 p.m. is the Colts, Bills, and the Chiefs versus the Bears at 1, along with the Panthers and the Commanders at 1.
Ew. Ew.
So, yeah.
I heard your boy Carson Wentz out there throwing interception after interception after interception.
Hey, man. How you gonna say that's my boy? Hold up, dog. I just realized you say that's my boy. That ain't my boy. But, yeah, okay. He out there throwing interception. I mean, do it in practice, man.
Practice how you play.
You know, Taylor Heineke already know he ain't starting. Like, he flat out came out and was like, yeah, well, you pay a person $30 million versus somebody that you're paying $2 million. Of course, they're going to be the starter.
Till week three, and they're 0-2. And this nigga got 5 interceptions through 2 weeks.
Hey, man. You know. Thing is, though, Carson Wentz don't throw a lot of interceptions during the season, though. I got to give him that. He don't throw a lot of interceptions, do he? When he throw an interception, though, it'd be a bad one. It'd be bad when he throw the shit.
Okay, well, it's also he's in a brand-new offense where they might want to throw the goddamn ball. You got Terry McLaurin. You want to air that shit out.
Yeah.
I know you got Gibson in the backfield, but you got Terry McLaurin.
They haven't been saying good things about Gibson, man.
Because he's a running back. They don't want to pay him.
They haven't been saying good things about Gibson, man.
He's a running back. either next year or the year after. It's probably a contract year. Like, we ain't trying to pay him. He ain't getting no carries. You know what I'm saying? If you do, if you do get a carry, it'll be like 3rd and 10 where you don't get no yards.
We was having this conversation about this shit with Tony Pollard, the backup running back for the Cowboys. So, delusional Cowboy fans think that he's better than Zeke. They believe this in their heart of hearts, right? So, I was like, well, how come they didn't shut Zeke down last year when he tore his knee and let Pollard run with the job?
Bad coaching.
Their excuse is, hold on, here's what their excuse is. Their excuse is, well, we paid Zeke all that money and we ain't got no choice but to play him. What? Hold on. Let me go back. Because I want to, let me introduce you to the Los Angeles Rams. Because Brandon Cooks won't work out for our system. We had just paid him, traded him. Todd Gurley injured his knee. We had just paid him, cut him. Jared Goff won't working out for us. We had just paid him. We ate $36 million to get him off our team. Just because you pay him don't mean you got to play him. Like, what are you talking about?
Didn't y'all have DeSean Jackson too?
Yeah.
That nigga said, I'm about to win a ring, but I ain't getting no PT. I want out of here. Yeah. Like, bye, nigga.
Like, what are you talking about?
We'll go get Odell. We don't need you.
Like, and we had just paid him. Like, what are you talking about? We just paid him. Just because you pay him don't mean you got to play him. If y'all believe that Tony Pollard is better, why the fuck ain't he the starter? Why he not the starter? If you believe he better. Then they try to say, oh, it's business. All right, so here we go. Boom. This business, right? He going into the last year of his deal. Why are you going to take the risk? If you believe that he's better, why you going to take the risk of letting him walk when you could have offered him a 3-year, $21 million contract right now? Like, you could have offered him that right now.
Because Jerry said that nigga got to pay. I paid Zeke. We going to run that nigga into the ground. Yeah. And when the contract is up or about to be up, get rid of him.
You know Zeke under contract for another 3 years, right?
Like I said, when the contract is up or when it's about to be up, get rid of him.
Yeah.
There's a scrub team like the New York Jets that'll pay for him. I'd love to beat the shit out of Zeke.
You wouldn't want Zeke on your squad, man?
For what? We value speed on our squad.
Yeah.
That nigga ain't fast. Maybe he was his rookie season. Not no more.
Nah. He been eating too much, bro.
Eating, injuries, slapping bitches. All that.
Yeah. So the NFL did appeal the Deshaun Watson.
Of course. Deshaun's getting a year. Roger Goodell said that nigga get me. I wanted a year. That bitch didn't give it to me. 6 games, bitch. Really? You're a female. I appointed you because you're a female. You're supposed to be on my side. He's like, nah. That nigga get 12 games. Nah, excuse me. He getting a full year. Suspended indefinitely so I can bring you back when I want to bring you back.
And they push it for a fine because they felt like it wasn't enough that he just only go give up $300,000. Like, nah.
For real.
Like, nah.
That's bullshit. $300,000.
Like, nah.
My owner in waiting got more fucking suspension and fines than that.
Yeah.
The owner in waiting, not the owner. The owner soon to be. The next man up. He got suspended for the year and a $500,000 fine.
And that dude. Oh, yeah, he did. The owner got, your current owner got, what, $1.5
million? $1.5 million suspension. No, fine, and a 6-game suspension, but he can still attend games at the stadium.
Yeah. Well, he can't do anything until October 17th.
No.
Though. Oh, he can come in?
He can't go to, like, the practice facility.
Oh, okay.
But he can attend games.
Gotcha.
Makes no fucking makes sense. No sense. But okay.
And y'all niggas had to give up a first and a third round pick. Like, god damn, dog. Like, they came down. Luckily,
we had 2 first round picks next year.
Yeah.
So they took ours away.
They took y'all ones
so
away.
So when we win the Super Bowl, we give up that 32nd pick. That's not
this nigga said.
Yeah, I was saying you can add that 32nd
pick. I like the confidence, man. I like the confidence. I ain't gonna even lie. Man. I gotta give you a. I like the confidence because he slid that shit in nice too, boy. When we win the Super Bowl, y'all gotta add that 32nd pick.
Yeah.
That's confidence right there. I like that. I ain't gonna even say nothing about that because you need to have that confidence right there. But yeah, man, they came down on your guys. But Deshaun Watson, man, still sitting there, like, 6 games. Like, yep, he need to get longer than that.
He getting a year.
Yeah. You know, people saying, well, he won't found guilty or nothing. I don't give a damn if this nigga was found guilty. This motherfucker settled 23 cases, nigga. He settled out of court. The Texans settled out of court. And everything confidential. They don't want you to know how much they paid these motherfucking women. They do not want you to know.
And not to mention, the judge girl lady that did his, whatever the fuck it's called, she said all the shit he did was nasty, wrong, egregious, all that.
She went by, in her defense, I'll give her a little leeway here. She went by the actual guidelines of the CBA. She went by that. It say he was only supposed to get 6 games maximum for it. She gave him the maximum 6 games.
She fucked up, all right?
I get it.
No.
I get
Roger it. Goodell told her from the jump, this nigga needs a year, all right? You're a woman. He did women wrong. I'm appointing you because we fucked up when other niggas did women wrong.
Yeah.
So you're going to fuck it up too? Like, they wasn't expecting that.
But there's articles out there that saying the NFL dropped the ball on this. No, they didn't. They did exactly what they were supposed to do. They hired a woman, told her, yo, you the independent arbitrator, do this shit the right way. And she came back with 6 games. Now they like, fuck. Now we got to go to the next step.
Where the NFL did fuck up, though, they only let her talk to...
I think it was 4 people.
4 yeah. to 6 women instead yeah. of all 20-something.
Yeah.
I don't let her talk to all of them.
I don't let her talk to every goddamn body. Like, I don't let her talk
y'all
to...
Y'all bitches, y'all speak y'all shit. Y'all already got paid, so speak your shit.
I don't let her talk to the other goddamn... The other 35 bitches that he was supposed to be meeting with. He set up 60 meetings. Like, dog, you wouldn't talk to anybody. Bring them all in.
Word.
I got time. We doing shit. Let's go.
You want to talk to everybody in the Houston Texans organization, too? You could do that, too. You want to talk to his brother? You could do that, too.
Talk to his so-called girlfriend that he supposedly had at this time? Talk to her, too. Let's go. Talk to everybody.
Shit.
Shit, I would have been up that motherfucker. Let me speak to his parents. I want to know how he was growing up. Like,
word, let me talk to that ex-girlfriend you did wrong.
High school coach. Like, yo, come on. Bring everybody in this bitch. I'm trying to talk to them all. But I believe he's going to get that year, man.
He's getting the year.
He's going to get that
year. They're not... Roger Goodell, he can give him the year right now. If it's in the CBA.
It's in the CBA. He can. Yeah.
He
can
literally just be like, yo, fuck what she said. All right? She's stupid. You're getting a year. And there's nothing you can do about it. Oh, you want to appeal it? Guess what? The judge is going to rule in my favor because... It's in the CBA. I could do whatever the fuck I want. Y'all agreed to it.
Yeah.
If I don't agree with what y'all agreed with, what that bitch agreed with, I can change that shit. There ain't shit you can do about it. That nigga getting a year. That nigga getting a year.
I just like the way you was fucking looking like, yo, nigga, what?
Word.
Do whatever I want. But yeah, so, you know, we are back in the swing. Football season is right around the corner. Fantasy football draft season is right around the corner. Don't forget to listen to that Fantasy AA podcast as well. But everything is right around the corner. Can't wait for the football season to start. You ever listen to that dude, Colin Coward?
For what?
He has some bold predictions.
He used to be, like, the biggest nigga shitting on Tua. And once everybody else started shitting on Tua, he's like, I can't shit on Tua no more. Everybody else is doing it, so I gotta change my script up. I gotta praise Tua, knowing damn well he don't really want to fucking praise Tua. Fuck that motherfucker.
Yeah, he has some pretty interesting takes. Pretty bold predictions. He did say that. Did he say that y'all guys was gonna win the AFC East? I think he said that y'all was gonna win the AFC East.
Don't be putting that on us.
He said that the Vikings was going to win the NFC North.
Come on. With Kirk? Come on.
He said that Bill Belichick is going to retire at the end of this year. That's his bold prediction. He did predict. The reason why I'm really bringing it up. And I don't agree with nothing that this nigga ever say, but he did say that we was going to go back to back. And I was like, yeah, my nigga. All right. You all right with me for right now. But the rest of that shit, I was like, nah. Like, get out of here.
I'm not going to say y'all can't.
He said the Dallas Cowboys ain't going to make the playoffs, too. That was his other one.
With their injuries at receiver? They might not. I don't have them winning the division anyway. I got the Eagles winning that division.
Got the Eagles winning it? Yeah. That's what he was saying as well. He was like, yeah, the Eagles might take that. Yeah. But we'll see. We'll see. We will see. As far as wrestling is concerned, man, of course, Triple H has put his stamp firmly on him being the head of creative. He's bringing back people.
Yep.
He's changing up storylines.
Yep.
Giving people title shots that he believes should get title shots.
Yep.
And I don't like the fact that he gave Shayna a title shot against my girl, though. Like, come on.
Shane like, about to take that belt.
Like, come on, bro. Like, look, Trips. Come on, man. I implore you, Trips. I'm cool with anything you doing, man. Just don't take the belt off Liv right now, man. She did get booed, though.
She did get booed.
How y'all? How the fuck you boo her, dog? Like, what the hell? Like,
cause she tapped out.
She did.
I mean,
damn.
She tapped out.
Yeah.
You the champ and you tapped out? Champs don't tap.
Yeah. Baby faces don't tap either, man. How the fuck they do this or do her like this, man? Come on, y'all.
Because she about to drop that belt to Shayna. And Shayna about to defend her belt against Ronda. That's what Trips want. That's what I want. I wanted to see that shit since last year. When they did that face-to-face and I was the Royal Rumble. I was like, that's money right there. Oh, I want to see that.
It is money, man.
I want to see that.
I can't even deny you, man. That's money, man. It's just, man, come on, man. Liv worked for so long, man.
Okay, great. All right,
man. She had her...
She had a month-long reign. Yeah. She got, like, 2 weeks with the side plates.
Yeah. But let's start this off with the Raw. So on Raw, what we have happened, man?
What kicked off the show?
We had the opening promo. Becky Lynch was out there, arm in a sling.
Yeah, that's what kicked off the
show. Talking about how she, injured herself. I believe she separated her shoulder, is that correct?
Oh, you didn't see the picture? The picture was posted in the Facebook group.
Oh, nice.
With her shoulder just...
Oh, that joint was limp.
Yeah.
That joint was dangling.
You can see it. You can see it clearly out.
Yeah. But after that segment, of course, backstage, Bayley, EO Sky.
And the old flat back.
Flat back.
I ain't thinking about you, flat back.
Dakota Kai.
What? Don't ask me why. Don't ask me why.
Word. I was gonna ask you why, but yo, Dakota Kai, yo, you gotta go do some squats, baby girl. Like, do some squats so that man can stop calling you flat back, bro. Like,
even Charlotte got a little cup. She got a little cup.
She do too. Yeah,
she do got a little cup.
Yo, Dakota straight washboard, just up and down, just straight ironing board. Come on, yo, Dakota, you gotta go do some squats, man. Get your joint right, man. You know,
like you can't be in that group. Bailey got dog. All right, EO got some ass too.
Yo, whatever. Go holla at Tennille Dashwood and whatever she was doing. Go do what she was doing. Because she used to have a flat back, too. Like, now she got the cup at the bottom. Like, her joint, like, her joint, like, nice apple bottom joint. Like, whatever she was doing, go holla at her and get your joint right, man. So that man can stop calling you flat back.
Yeah, okay.
Then we had The Miz versus AJ Styles versus Mustafa Ali.
Did you see this match?
I did not see this
match,
man.
This is the greatest finish ever.
This is the greatest finish ever?
The finish was Mustafa Ali, I think he did a 450 splash, landed it into the Styles clash.
Wow.
It was phenomenal.
It was phenomenal.
Like, a 450 splash into the Styles clash. All in one move.
Bleacher Report gave this an A-. So, they agreed. Oh, they
this,
said it
this
was,
matches.
They said it was great wrestling from start to finish. There isn't a single weak link in this.
Nope.
All three guys delivered.
Nope. You got to watch that finish.
I'm going to have to check that out.
I'm going to see if I can pull that shit up right now.
But yeah, after Mustafa Ali ain't been on television in who knows how long.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had Montez Ford versus Seth Rollins. What did you think of that match?
What?
Montez Ford versus Seth Rollins.
Stole the goddamn show.
That was a good match?
Stole the goddamn show.
So after you had this great triple threat match, then you had this great singles match with these two guys that stole the show.
Stole the goddamn show.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Then we had Alexa Bliss versus Asuka, which ended in a no contest.
Yeah.
Then we had
Shut up, bitch.
Ciampa versus Dolph Ziggler versus Chad Gable. Ciampa end up winning this match here, hitting the fairy tale ending. What'd you think of that match?
Wasn't as good as the first triple threat.
Wasn't good as the first one. Then we had Bianca Belair versus Io Sky.
What? Here we go. Here we go.
Okay, he's showing me this finish here. Boom. Oh, oh. Oh. Wow.
Match. Over.
Yeah. They did their thing with that one. That was great. So, Io Sky versus Bianca Belair ended in a no contest as well.
They had to. You save something like that.
Save that?
Yeah. Yeah, you don't let that go to finish. You got to save that.
Then we had Ciampa versus AJ Styles.
Mm-hmm.
Why'd they have this match at the end here?
Because the winner of the two triple threats gets to face Bobby Lashley for his belt.
Oh, for the U.S. belt. Okay. All right, I got you. Okay. So
Triple H is making you know, matches mean something.
They are meaning something. And Ciampa gets the win. So he's going after the U.S. belt down the line.
Yo.
Ciampa might win that.
He might. He might, man. I definitely won't say he won't.
They said Ciampa hit a jumping knee to block the phenomenal forearm.
The only thing is, you can't do that to Bobby Lashley, though.
Can't do it to Bobby Lashley? Why not?
I mean, the only way you take that belt off of Bobby Lashley is if Miz interferes to keep Bobby strong.
Yeah.
That's it. I like Ciampa, of course, you know. He can't go over Bobby Lashley right now. Unless it's with the Miz help.
With some help. Okay. I can understand that. The Usos versus the Mysterios closes out the show.
Yep.
Of course, the Mysterios are the twos and the Usos
Ottawa. The Mysterios ain't even the twos, man. Rhea Ripley owns fucking owns Dominic. That's her poppy right
here. She owns him, bro.
Hell yeah. She be beating the shit out of him every chance she gets. And I love it.
Yeah.
I love Rhea Ripley beating the shit out of Dominic.
I saw a post somewhere that said that Logan Paul is a better wrestler than Dominic Mysterio.
He is. This nigga did a perfect 5-star frog splash
from the ring. He did.
To the announce table on top of the Miz. This nigga Dominic can't even do a proper 619, and that's your pops teaching you that shit. I know your real pops is dead. That's why you can't do a proper 5-star frog splash. But damn, nigga. There's enough videotape on it for you to learn it.
Sasha out doing it with the joint with the Eddie Guerrero 5-star.
Yeah, man. Everybody out doing him with the... Everybody's doing the 3 Amigos, all that shit.
That's your daddy, man. All right, man. NXT, man. You watch that?
Yes.
Okay. So NXT.
I did watch the Hulu version, though. So they cut mad shit out.
They did?
Yeah. The Hulu version always cuts shit out.
Oh, okay.
Unless I missed something. Because when I listen to Going to Raw, I'm like, damn, I don't remember that match. And I don't remember that match. So
they open a show with the NXT Women's Tag Team Championships Fatal 4-Way match.
It was good. That was good.
They gave that joint an A, so I'm thinking that was good.
I like
Chance and Carter won the belts.
I do like the two Spanish girls that they had that they don't really showcase that much on TV.
Yalissa and Valentina.
Dude, they was doing some shit.
They was doing some shit.
They was doing some shit. Trips let them do some shit. They was doing some shit.
Yeah.
I was happy to see that because that shows me, like, you give these girls some more time, they can really make some noise.
Yeah. They were the first team eliminated, but
they were, but
on a good show here.
They did put on a good show, and I was happy to see that.
Ivy Nile and Tatum Paxley were the next team that was eliminated, representing the Diamond Mine, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, it came down to Toxic Attraction and Chance and Carter. Caden Carter and Katana Chance. I still don't like calling these bitches that. It's just, I don't know. Those names are weird.
Well, you can't use your real name.
Yeah.
So,
but they're the new tag team champions.
And Gigi,
it's been a long time.
Gigi need to get rid of JC Jane because every time they lose the match, it's JC Jane taking the pin. And I'm tired of my girl Gigi going down because of that bitch. All right, I'm so sick of that shit.
You think Gigi should go ahead on and become a solo?
Yeah, man, go take that bit. Take that belt off of Mandy.
So they should have that. She should turn on her. And take the belt.
We love Gigi. Everybody loves Gigi.
Everybody loves Gigi. Gigi is incredible. Gigi is great. Gigi is great. She is great, man. She's been great for a long time.
Yeah, man.
You know, I loved her indie work. Love her now. She's still great. Still incredibly beautiful.
Still. And has the second best ass in NXT.
Second best.
Second best.
Okay.
We know who got that.
We know who got the number one. Yes. We know who got this. That slot is sold up. Because
mm-hmm.
Everybody else the twos and she the one. Like
she the only one. Word.
Up next was the NXT North America Championship. Nathan Frazier faced off against the champ, Carmelo Hayes.
This was funny because it was originally supposed to be, he said whoever gets the ring first gets a title shot.
Yeah, Giovanni Vinci.
Yeah, so he came out doing his pose and his shit, walking slowly to the ring, and when he went to go snap his pose, Nathan Frazier came through running in with a cheese for one of the, and beat him to the ring. It was a good match, though.
Yeah.
It was a good match, though.
Fabian Aichner is
yes.
Giovanni Vinci.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta admit, though, I did see him in his, you know, new gimmick, and he seems comfortable. He seems like he's good with it. Like, he's not... He don't seem like he uncomfortable in this position.
I'd be good with it, too, if I was a handsome-looking man like him with a beautiful fucking smile. Like, take my picture, motherfucker, while I walk slowly to the ring. You see the baby oil in the crevices? Yeah. If I look like that, too?
Yeah, but it's like, he seems like he just, like, he was good with the role. Like, he's playing the role well. It's like, it's almost like, all right, maybe he pitched it a little bit. He got some input in it. It don't seem like they just shoved this gimmick on him and said, here, this is what you
I'm
got.
I'm sure they shoved it on him.
It might have been. But he's doing a great job with it.
Okay, they said, you beautiful motherfucker, go out there, look beautiful, smile for the camera, yeah. And put the baby oil in the crevices.
And he still wrestles incredible. He still wrestles incredible.
The wrestling don't matter.
Yeah.
It's walking to the ring.
The presentation.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, then we had J.D. McDonough, Jordan Devlin. He comes out, cuts promo.
I almost forgot who the fuck are you talking about. Who the fuck is J.D. McDonough?
And he signs his contract for...
In blood.
For the match that he is going to be having for the NXT Championship. Does he win the NXT Championship?
He should.
He should? I think he should too, man. He's incredible.
Not to mention, nobody cares about Braun. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares?
Nobody cares, man.
Like, we need this belt on somebody that could carry the brand. Like, on the mic as well as in the ring. And I think J.D. McDonough, Jordan Devlin, can do this.
The Irish Ace.
The Irish Ace.
That nickname has not changed. He's still the Irish Ace.
As he should be. Then we had Mandy Rose versus Saray. Saray is the little
Asian girl
that dress up like a little schoolgirl, but then when she comes to the ring, she's different.
She be drop kicking the shit out of bitches in their face.
Mandy Rose won the match, though.
Of course she did.
You know, got to keep the champ strong.
Yeah.
Duke Hudson versus Axiom. Is it Axiom or Axiom?
I think it's Axiom.
Axiom. Axiom gets the win. Keep it itself strong. That is a former A-Kid from NXT UK.
I hope Triple H gets that fucking mask off of A-Kid and just let A-Kid be fucking A-Kid.
Yeah. Just let him be A-Kid. I did hear that the NXT UK Championship has been vacated.
Yes.
Ilya Dragunov. He's hurt. Ankle injury, I believe it was. He came out in a walking boot.
Yeah, during a match, and they show it.
Yeah.
So.
It was a little rough then. Yeah. The NXT Tag Team Championships were on the line. The Creed brothers faced off against the D'Angelo family. The Creed brothers beat D'Angelo and Stax by pinfall to retain the championships. What did you think of that match?
It was whatever. The match wasn't the story. It was about Legato coming back and screwing over D'Angelo.
Yeah. Also, Apollo Crews in the Diamond Mine. They put him in the Diamond Mine?
No.
Don't
nobody know what Apollo Crews is doing down there.
Oh, okay. No, what he's doing down there.
What he's doing down there.
Joe Gacy versus Brooks Jensen.
I don't even remember this match, so don't even ask me nothing about it.
They say Gacy won by pinfall. That's it. Alba Fire. I hate calling her that. I damn near didn't forget her. Kaylee Ray.
Mm-hmm.
Versus Last Legend. Of course, Fire won. Over Legend. Legend been jobbing out. Like, when the last time Lash Legend got a victory?
I don't know. Maybe NXT UK when she was over there.
Lash Legend was in NXT UK?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's the black girl.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know she was over there.
She was in the WNBA, in case you didn't know.
Yeah.
Cool. Like, she's athletic and shit. Yeah. Know?
Then we had a Falls Count Anywhere match. Von Wagner versus Solo Sikoa.
Sikoa. Don't be disrespecting the bloodline like that. That's bloodline.
My bad, man. Solo Sikoa. He did win by pinfall. He beat Von Wagner.
It's a good match.
Good match. That closed out the show.
Yes. Falls Count Anywhere.
What do you think of Von Wagner?
I like Von Wagner. Don't let him talk, but...
Yeah, from what I've seen of him, I think he's pretty decent. Yeah. That's why they got Robert Stone with him, right? You don't like Robert Stone, man?
Nobody likes Robert Stone.
He's good at what he does, though. He's good. He's a good...
Good at what? Getting his ass whooped? Because that's all that ever happens to him.
He's a good sleazy manager, though.
He's not even sleazy, because all his people do is lose. All his people do is lose.
Yeah, they got to get him... They gotta get him back to where he was when he was with Impact Wrestling. Like, he was a good wrestler in Impact Wrestling. But he's like Rockstar Spud. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're good in the ring, but they just little. Like, but he's not even that little. Like, just compared to other people. Like, they always put him with somebody that's like super big. So he looks little.
Well, Solo Sikoa ain't that big.
But, you know, Robert Stone went back when he was Robbie E in Impact. He was an X Division champion, tag team champion. He was one of their foundational pieces in the upper mid card. Like, he was that guy. Now he just here.
Okay, well, his ceiling is lower mid card.
His ceiling is lower mid card over here.
That's if you can break out of being a shitty manager, because you're a garbage manager when all your people do is lose.
Yeah.
So.
Then we got SmackDown, because we know you ain't watching any AEW.
I did watch Dynamite.
Oh, you watched it?
I did watch Dynamite.
Hold on. Son of a bitch. I ain't even pulling
If you want to go to Raw, I mean, SmackDown, since you already on it, that's fine. I'm just saying, I did watch
Dynamite. I ain't even pull that shit up, because I was like, he ain't watch that shit. Nah, we good, though. All right, AEW Dynamite. So, they opened the show with Orange Cassidy versus Jay Lethal.
Yep.
Looks like Jay Lethal got the victory over Orange Cassidy.
Yeah,
How'd you like that match?
I don't care for Orange Cassidy. So, I hope that answers your question.
Why you gotta do my man Orange like that, man?
I don't care for his matches. I don't care for him as a... I don't like that, whatever he does. I don't like none of it. I don't like none of it. I'm not a fan of Orange Cassidy.
But Jay Lethal, you're a fan of Jay Lethal, though.
I mean, sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Okay.
I'm happy he got the win, though.
Yeah. The Undisputed Elite returns. Adam Cole, baby. Looks like they beat up the Young Bucks here.
Yeah, Adam Cole said, we're going to win the Trios Championship.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all ain't going to be there.
Right.
Because, for one, there's two of y'all, and there's three of us, and we're going to beat the shit out of you, and they did.
And they turned on them, but Hangman Adam Page came out for the save.
Yeah, so you already know the finals of the Trios Tournament.
Because their booking is horrible.
Like, that's the finals right there.
They telegraphed the entire finals. The finals is the Young Bucks and Hangman Adam Page versus... The Undisputed. What is their
Undisputed Elite?
But they're not with the Elite anymore.
Okay, well, so, you got to keep the UE, nigga. Undisputed Era, Undisputed Elite.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can throw up the however the. You know?
I don't know how they throw that shit up, but whatever, man. They throw that shit up. Then we had Thunder Rosa and Toni Storm, a.k.a. Thunderstorm, versus Britt Baker.
Just fucking put the belt back on Britt Baker already, because that's what they're going to do.
And Jamie Hayter.
That's what they're going to do.
That's what they're going to do. Britt Baker and Jamie Hayter won this match.
Jamie Hayter pinned Toni Storm.
Yeah.
Why? Why you got my girl Toni? At least let Britt pin her. Don't let Jamie Hayter fucking pin. This is Toni Storm, right? She better. I'm not going to say she better than Thunder Rosa, but she better than the other two.
Right, right, right. Now, Madison Rain, a former Impact Knockout. She's a 5-time Knockouts champion,
mm-hmm.
3-time tag team champion for the mm-hmm. Knockouts division. She has been hired to be the new overseer of the women's division, a coach and overseer of the women's division. Do you think this is going to be a welcome change for her, being that Kenny Omega couldn't fulfill his obligations? That's why they brought her in.
Who the fuck cares? Because Tony Khan does the booking. If he don't want women's wrestling on his goddamn show, it don't matter who they hire. Plain and simple.
Seems like Tony Khan got a thing against the women, and he got a thing against the black champions. That's what it seems like he got a thing against, man.
What black champions? Oh, never mind. Gosh, I forgot about Jade because she's never on TV.
She's never on television.
And Keith Lee and Swerve.
I ain't seen them since they won the belts.
I think Swerve had a match.
He did have a singles match after they won the belts. But that was about it.
Yeah, so.
Powerhouse Hobbs. He had him a match.
It wasn't a match. It was not a match.
It was a squash.
It was a squash. And it should have been.
And it should have been.
If you want to push this man as a solo competitor, have him beat the shit out of people.
Well,
what?
No Ricky Starks. Ricky Starks didn't come out of nothing.
He did come out.
He did.
And he got dropped by Powerhouse Hobbs.
He got dropped.
Quickly.
Ricky Starks.
He quickly got dropped.
Taz on commentary said that the team Taz is done. Like, I thought it was dumb that they just had you sit there while this shit happened. You asked no questions.
Well, they obviously realized it was dumb after the fact. That's why he said, like, I don't know these dudes. I don't know what they doing. My son got my belt, but I don't know what he doing either. Ain't no more Team Taz.
Yeah.
So
Miro cut a promo saying he's got some issues with the House of Black.
I don't know what the fuck Miro we talking about. He should be on his side. I hate God or I love God. I don't know what the fuck he talking about.
He's God's forsaken champion, man. He doesn't have a belt. He's not the champ. He's trying to.
Apparently, all you have to do is just go slap somebody and go to get a fucking title shot. It is that simple. Niggas getting title shots left and right. Box is defending his belt all the time against nobodies.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Warlow ain't defended that belt since he won it.
Right. Pac ain't been on television since he won his belt.
He's in Rev Pro defending his belt.
He's defending his belt in another company.
Yeah.
That don't come on TV.
They showed highlights.
They show highlights.
They did show highlights.
That's no better than me seeing fucking Elevation or Dark highlights, nigga. You might as well.
This nigga said Elevation and Dark highlights. They don't show them. But what the fuck is Elevation and Dark? I don't even think they show who wins matches on the show anymore at the bottom of Rampage.
They don't. I ain't seen it in a week. I ain't seen it in weeks. Matt Hardy faced off against Christian Cage.
They beat the shit out of each other. They beat the shit out of each other. Matt Hardy and Christian.
Yeah.
Christian Cage won the match there. They had a dumpster match, the Acclaimed versus the Gun Club. Of course, the talk of the night was the Acclaimed coming out, saying that they're going to retire the ass boys like Vince McMahon.
Ooh, like anybody fucking cares. You said Vince McMahon's name on AEW television. Oh, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Talk about it. No, you don't. Nobody cares this shit.
The Acclaimed, of course, beat the Gun Club. Then we had Will Ayuda.
I'm really concerned with one of the Gun Club members. I guess it's nothing, but all I know is when, because they got put into the dumpster, and they pushed the dumpster off the stage like they did, you know, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I could have swore whatever niggas fell out, the dumpster fell on them. that's what I seen.
Yeah.
But obviously, I guess nothing really came of it because I ain't heard nothing about it.
I ain't heard nothing about
it. I'm just telling you what my eyes saw. This nigga fell out the dumpster.
Let me see this clip.
And the dumpster fell on top of this nigga.
Let me see this clip, here. Hold on, hold on.
You know?
He did fall out of that motherfucker, man. I just saw it. He looked like he fell out of that. It was one of them. One of them did fall out of that thing. I'm looking at the clip on AEW's Twitter. It did look like he fell out of it. That didn't look like a box. That looked like a person.
Yeah.
And that shit fell on him.
But I ain't heard nothing about it, so I assume he's okay.
Then, of course, we had Will Ayuda versus Chris Jericho. The winner would face Mox.
Like, Will Ayuda was going to win that match. Come on. You ain't facing Mox. Stop it.
Yeah. I hear they got a little, like, Blackpool Combat Club. Like, you can see dissension in their ranks a little bit.
How is there dissension? They all got belts except for Daniel Bryan. What dissension is there? There ain't no dissension. They all got belts except for all of them got belts except for Daniel Bryan. That's it. There is no dissension.
Okay. Yeah. And that's how AEW Dynamite ended there. All right. Going on to Smack It Down. So SmackDown opened with, what is this, Ricochet and
Baron Corbin.
And Baron Corbin. Looks like Ricochet got a W.
Ricochet got a dub. It's Triple H and Power. Ricochet got a dub.
Wow. Ricochet getting W's.
I mean, I can't. Vince gave Ricochet some dubs.
He did. He gave him a belt and everything. He didn't do shit with it. Matter of fact, he had both mid-card titles. He was a U.S. champ and the Intercontinental champ.
Yeah, he was recently the Intercontinental champ till Gunther beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Walter. I'm sorry, y'all.
Walter.
I'm sorry, yeah. Walter.
I haven't seen Walter on TV in a minute.
He was just on TV this week.
Okay.
He didn't wrestle.
Okay, we're getting to it. Shinsuke Nakamura versus Ludwig Kaiser.
Mm-hmm.
And if Marcel Bartel.
And if Shinsuke wins, he gets a title shot.
Shinsuke won.
And he gets a title shot. Come on, when you put a stipulation like that, we know you're going
to
win.
So what did Walter do to Ludwig? We'll find out next week?
Yeah. Until get some more chops.
He'll get some more chops, get the shit beat out of
him. Them chops be nasty, man.
Yeah. Of course, Liv Morgan had her promo where she got booed. There was circulation of the photo of Caleb Braxton. Or was it Caleb Braxton?
Yes.
Caleb Braxton looked annoyed.
She was not. I seen it on screen. Yeah. She was not happy.
She put out a tweet that says that she was upset that the fans were booing Liv Morgan.
That's why fans have the right to boo and chant anybody they want. They pay the money.
Yeah, they do.
We chanted for Liv to win and all that,
and now we're booing her because she tapped out. Yep. So it is what it is. You know. Then they had a number one contenders gauntlet match. That featured Raquel Rodriguez. I still can't. I feel weird not calling her Raquel Gonzalez. I feel weird not calling her that. Natalya, Chauncey, Xia Li, Sonya Deville, Aaliyah, and Shayna Baszler. And of course, Shayna Baszler got the win there. But they said Raquel Rodriguez putting on an impressive showing with the power bombs and
she did. Pinning bitches. She took out like four of them, three or four. And, you know, it took Shayna a minute to pin her.
Yeah.
Shayna went with the pin because she was choking her out. She kept getting up. And she did something else and choked her out some more and then rolled her up for the pin.
Well.
You know, she got choked out so much she couldn't kick out.
Yeah. Viking Raiders beat up on some jobbers, a.k.a. enhancement talent.
It wasn't fair what they did to the boys.
It wasn't fair.
Nah, it really wasn't.
Then Kofi comes out, gets a little bit of revenge.
Yeah.
And then he got a pinfall victory over Eric. So.
They got to get a dub over them sometime, I guess.
The women's tag team tournament has been announced. They did not announce the participants.
Because they ain't got no tag teams yet.
But we do know that Sasha and Naomi, it appears they've been reinstated. And they're probably going to be in the tournament. Potentially going to win.
They shouldn't even be in the tournament.
They shouldn't even be in the tournament?
No.
Why not?
Because they were the tag champs.
They should just let them. It should be a tournament to who would be facing them.
Yes, that's what I. That's how I see it.
I can understand that. But where the tag teams at?
We don't know what tag teams there are.
We got Io Sky and Dakota Kai.
We don't know that.
I mean, they're a faction. They went Bayley. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna have Bayley in the tag team.
She ain't beating Bianca Belair, so why not have her for the tag team?
I thought you said Bayley was going to take the belt.
I never said that.
Oh, you ain't say she was going to take the belt?
If anybody should take that belt off her, it's Rhea Ripley.
Rhea Ripley should take the belt?
Rhea Ripley, before she got hurt, had the tag. She had the
title shot.
She had the title shot.
Yeah.
Before she got hurt. I don't know if... See, they don't talk about that, so they might not go back to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they should go back to it.
Okay. Cool.
I don't need to see Bayley in the championship match right now.
Okay.
You know... Build her back up for it. I mean, it's Bayley. She really don't need to be built back up. It's like Charlotte coming back. When Charlotte comes back, she's winning the belt. It doesn't matter who's got it. You know, if Sasha Banks had the belt, Charlotte's coming back and winning that shit. So.
Yeah. I think Sasha should have a proper run at the championship. At one of the women's belts. She should have a proper run at it. But, you know.
Give her a proper reward with the tag belts like she fucking wants.
Yeah, that too. I'll give her that. Yeah. I mean, at this point, Sasha should have anything the fuck she want right now. You know what I'm saying? She's a fucking superstar. Like, you know what I'm saying? She crossed over. She got that Disney buddy. She don't got to worry about none of this shit. Like, come on. Like, she's box office.
Is she?
She is box office.
Is she?
She is. She is box office. Like, come on.
She's box office in the wrestling community.
She box office.
She ain't box office.
You don't think she box office, bro?
Dude, she wasn't even a main character in
it don't matter.
It does matter.
She been all over. She been all over, man. She been all over, man.
All over where?
All over where? She been at all the award shows, the ESPYs, the fucking, the Grammys. She was at the Oscars. She been everywhere, man. She been everywhere, man. She box office, man. She
I
been
don't
all,
hear about none
She
of
been
that.
All on ESPN and shit. Been all over.
Who the fuck watches fucking, ESPN?
No, I'm just saying. She's been all over shit, man. She's been all over the place, man. Come on, man. She box office, man. She box office.
I'm just saying. I watched The Man.
She medium box office, though. She medium
nah,
box
see,
office.
Nah, see, there's box office
there is levels to the box office. Like, there is levels to the box office. Like, think about this. Ryan Reynolds is box office, but when you stand this motherfucker next to The Rock, like, come on. You know what I'm saying? That's there's levels to this box office shit.
In Ryan Reynolds' defense, that movie with him with The Rock wouldn't have been good without Ryan Reynolds.
That is true. That is absolutely true. But I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. You know? And then to end out the show, man, you had Roman Reigns and the Bloodline. They come out, they address, of course, Brock Lesnar.
They didn't even really get to say much. Roman talked a little bit. You know, acknowledge me.
Acknowledge me. I heard they took 4 minutes to get to the ring, bro.
It took 4 minutes to get to the commercial break. And then when they came back from commercial break, they were just holding up the belts in the ring.
Okay.
So add on another 3 minutes to 4 minutes to that.
Yeah. But Drew McIntyre, who was the number one contender for the belt, he interrupted them, called them the tribal queef.
He really did, though.
Yeah.
I had to rewind it. Like, did he really say that?
Called him the tribal queef.
Yep. I was like, yeah. And they didn't bleep it out.
No, they didn't.
They probably don't know what a queef is. If they knew what a queef is, they would have bleeped that shit out.
This is Fox. They should know what a queef is.
I'm just saying. Liv said, y'all called me out on my shit, and they bleeped that out.
Yeah. But they should know what a queef is. Fox has Family Guy. They had The Simpsons, like American Dad, all of these shows.
So you'll bleep out shit, but won't bleep out queef? To me, queef is way worse than this shit. You know what I'm saying? This nigga just called him a pussy fart on TV. like, come on.
Like, I'll be honest with you, I think it was more of the fact that,
they think motherfuckers don't know what a queef is.
Yeah. It's the same thing with Skeet. Remember they used to let him say Skeet on the radio all the time?
Skeet. Oh, Skeet, goddamn.
You know? But, of course, during that walk down to the ring, lights go out or semi go out.
No, it just went to black and white.
Went to black and white. Yeah.
You know how Karen Cross is.
You know, Scarlett.
You might not remember the entrance. It's been so long.
You know, Scarlett Bordeaux, she's up at the top of the ramp.
And we couldn't even tell who it was her. If you didn't watch NXT,
you wouldn't ever know.
No.
Yeah.
No. Because they didn't close up on her face. They didn't close up on her at all. Nope. It was just, you just seeing a white girl standing there 30 feet back or whatever it was.
Because they had to make sure they was able to get Karrion in the shot when he smacked the hell out of Drew in the back of the head. Slammed his face into the steel steps a few times. Mm-hmm. Hit him with an elbow to the back of the head.
Mm-hmm.
Scarlett finally makes her way down.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, the SmackDown audience had no idea who the fuck this nigga was. They was quiet.
Because he had hair.
It doesn't even matter.
Yeah, the SmackDown audience didn't know who he was.
They had no idea who he was. There was no reaction.
Which is weird, man, because this guy was incredible.
It's not weird, because when he was on Raw for those 2 weeks, he had a helmet and a bondage outfit.
Yeah.
So
it's good to see Karrion Kross back. Man got hair.
Okay. That's all fine. Don't be coming at my tribal chief.
He almost looked like he had the Superman swoop in the front. Like, I didn't know this man could. He got that Bosley or something. I didn't know he had hair. Like,
he didn't have hair when he was there the first time.
I know he didn't have hair when he was there the first time. I didn't think he could grow hair. Like I thought he was like receding hairline, bald or something. Like, I thought that nigga was like, you know, I thought he was bald.
Okay, well, this nigga need to watch his fucking step. Don't be coming at my motherfucking tribal chief.
Oh, he hourglassed him.
Roman was just looking at like, who the fuck are you, nigga?
He hourglassed him.
So?
That's TikTok, man. It's Doomsday, man.
Okay, this is Bloodline.
I mean, I know it's Bloodline. But there are rumors and reports that one of these belts is coming off of Roman because the USA Network says that they need a champion on their show and Roman doesn't appear enough.
They got a champion. His name is Bobby Lashley.
No. They won the main belt back on their show.
The Universal title is not the main belt.
The WWE Championship. They want the WWE Championship back on their show. And Roman, of course, signed a contract where he doesn't appear as much anymore due to, of course, you know.
Because he's the fucking tribal chief.
That too, and trying to protect himself, you know, of course, you know.
I wouldn't want to be on both shows neither. You see the Usos out there on both shows? I don't want to see that shit.
Yeah.
They have no business being on both shows.
Yeah.
They really don't.
But the USA Network, again, you know, they want a champion back on their show. So there's reports that they will be getting a champion back on their show at some point. And not going to be we wait until WrestleMania next year. They want something to happen now. So we'll see what happens.
Okay, well, it's not going to happen now.
We'll see what happens. Yeah. How would you book that, though?
Book what?
Splitting the championships back up.
I don't. I'd bring up Solo Sikoa and make sure the bloodline gets all the belts. I bring back Naomi, make sure she get both championships and the tag belts with Sasha, so they got all the belts. And then you start building up to somebody. Because let's be real. Roman beat everybody.
Mm-hmm.
All the people he beat ain't beating Brock.
Yeah.
I know Roman had some help beating Brock, but he still beat him. He beat Roman. I mean, excuse me. Roman beat Brock the last three times they had a match.
Yeah.
Now, if you can't beat Brock, I don't need to see you.
Right.
Plain and simple. The only one that did beat Brock is Drew. So Drew, he gets to get smashed at the Smash of the Castle or whatever the fuck it's called. It's Roman's show. It's so-called Smash at the Castle.
Roman's show, so we call it Smash at the Castle.
Yeah, because that's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Drew ain't taking that belt off of Roman.
True. No. Yeah, man. So no thoughts on taking those belts and separating them again.
I'm not saying again. I'm saying you ain't built nobody up to beat Roman.
Right.
Roman has been the universal champ for over 700 days. Yes. They make sure you know that. It's over 700 days. It'll be 2 years in maybe like a month or two.
Yeah.
That nigga ain't been pinned. Ain't lost a match in over two. I'm not going to say lost a match because he lost to Seth Rollins via disqualification. That man ain't been pinned in over 2 years.
Yeah, that's correct.
That's ridiculous.
It'll be 2 years. It ain't even a month or two. I think he's like 20 days off of it.
No, I'm just saying he ain't been pinned.
Yeah.
In over 2 years. This is even before he won the Universal Championship.
Right.
When he came back, he ain't lost.
Yeah.
When that nigga came back from cancer, he has not lost a match.
That is true.
Well, he hasn't been pinned. Not once. And if I'm going to book anybody to beat him, it's only Seth Rollins or Cody.
Seth Rollins or Cody.
First off, Seth Rollins is his kryptonite. Seth Rollins beats him every time.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah, he's 26 days away from 2 years.
And then
24 days away from 2 years, excuse me. It'll be 2 years, August 30th.
Okay, great. So by the time he defends his belt, it'll be two years. Because I don't think they don't wrestle again till September.
September 4th. September 3rd is the mat. Is the yeah. Paper. September 3rd.
So he would hold that
2 years.
Yeah. They ain't built nobody up to beat him.
They ain't built nobody up to beat him.
I have no problem with Roman taking a loss. build somebody up to beat him.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Put somebody on a just an unbelievable, like, they ran through whatever roster they're on, whatever show they're on. They ran through that whole roster. And there's only no, the only person left is Roman Reigns.
Yeah. I don't think anybody is,
because they haven't done it. Vince hasn't done it. Because Vince probably didn't know his damn self. Like, what? Like, I put these belts on Roman. He's beating everybody. And I did nothing to build up nobody to beat him. Nothing. Nobody.
Yeah.
You know who should beat him? No. Yeah. 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 The only person that should beat him, fuck Seth Rollins. I love you, Seth Rollins, but no. It's Walter.
Walter. You built him. You built him up. He ain't been beat. He ain't been beat yet. He's demolishing people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He about to beat the shit out of Shinsuke.
Big, strong guy.
And they are back to talking about, you know, former NXT champions.
Because, mm-hmm.
you know, when Vince was there, they ain't do that.
Yeah.
They're allowed to say wrestling now.
Yeah, I heard.
You know.
All right. So... we're going to talk about this one real quick. Impact Wrestling has a pay-per-view next Friday. The, what is that, the 12th? It is Emergence. We'll run down these real quick and see what you got. We got the Impact X Division Championship. They have a match that's going to be going on with Rocky Romero versus Mike Bailey. The winner of that match is going to face off against Jack Evans for the championship. Who you got?
Who's the champ?
It'll either be Rocky Romero or Mike Bailey. They don't know yet. They haven't had that match yet.
So how are you asking me about some shit I don't know? If they don't know, I don't know.
They don't know, I don't know.
Okay, well.
I'll just say Mike Bailey.
Okay.
Then we got Chris Sabin and Kushida. Kushida back on the scene versus Violent by Design, Deaner, and Joe Doring in a tag team match. Who you got?
Kushida and them.
All right. Then we got Sami Callihan versus Steve Maclin in a singles match.
Steve Maclin.
Steve Maclin.
By interference from Moose.
From Moose. Okay. Look at you, man. Knowing this storyline. Look at you out here.
I don't know the storyline. That's just an assumption.
All right. Then we got Bandino versus Ray Horse.
I don't even know who the both so.
Don't even ask me, bro. Don't even ask me, bro.
This thing said Horse. The fuck is Horse?
Don't even ask me, bro.
Next.
Don't even ask me.
I'm not asking. I said next.
Then we got the Bullet Club. That's Ace Austin, Chris Bay, Doc Gallows, Carl Anderson, and Hikaleo versus Honor No More. That's Eddie Edwards, Matt Taven, Mike Bennett, PCO, and Vincent in a 10-man tag team match. If Honor No More wins, they receive a shot at the Impact World Tag Team Champions. If Bullet Club win, Honor No More is permanently disbanded.
Bullet Club, get rid of fucking Honor No More.
I'm sick of those guys,
please,
too. Yeah, I don't think that's a good faction. I don't think it's a good stable. I would love for it to happen, but I feel like Honor No More is going to win this match. Just because they put that stipulation in there. Then we got...
But if you're Impact, don't you want to get rid of Honor No More?
I know. You do. You do. They trash. Then we got, for the Impact Knockouts Tag Team Championships, we got Rosemary and Taya Valkyrie versus VXT, that is Chelsea Green and Deonna Purrazzo, the Virtuoso. Who you got?
Taya Valkyrie and them, and whatever the other girls were. Sorry.
Rosemary.
Yeah.
Got them retaining.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then we got Mia Yim facing off against the Impact Knockouts World Champion, Jordan Grace, in a singles match.
Jordan Grace.
Then we got Alex Shelley of the Motor City Machine Guns.
I didn't know she was married to Gresham.
Yeah.
I knew she was married to a black wrestler. I just didn't know it was Gresham.
Yeah. Then we got, for the Impact World Championship, you got Alex Shelley of the Motor City Machine Guns facing off against Josh Alexander, the champ. Who you got?
Josh Alexander.
Then after this, their next pay-per-view is Bound for Glory. That's going to be on a Friday, too, because it was going to be on the same Saturday as Extreme Rules, but they changed it to a Friday because they couldn't book the venue for Sunday.
Nobody cares about Extreme Rules. Roman ain't on the show. For real. Roman ain't even booked on the card. He's booked for their overseas pay-per-view. Yes. He's like, Extreme Rules. What the fuck is that? I'm not doing that shit.
So, like you there mean. You have it, man. We gave you all the wrestling for the week. And I heard the girl Brittany Griner, she got sentenced to 9 years.
Nine and a half years,
man. In Russian prison. But they're also talking about the fact that a girl named Audrey Lorber had 17 grams of THC being smuggled into Russia in 2019. And she only got sentenced to 2 months detention and then got sent back home.
Because she's not a WNBA player.
Yeah. And the United States didn't try to negotiate her return like they did with Brittany Griner. They tried to negotiate her return.
Dude. They're not trying to negotiate Brittany Griner's return. Why do you think she's been over there?
No, they did. They did try to negotiate her return. Dude, they're
only doing it because of she's a sports player. Because if she wasn't, they wouldn't care.
That's what I'm saying, too. Yeah, they tried to get her and another prisoner back in exchange for a Russian prisoner that we have over here. As soon as they tried to do that, that's when she was sentenced to the 9 years. They hadn't even sentenced her yet. Like, they hadn't even... Well,
she didn't go to trial yet, though.
She did. That's why they sentenced her to the 9 years. They didn't send her to trial until after the U.S. tried to negotiate for her. And it was like, oh, this chick is special to y'all, huh? You want her back. Nah. 9 years. Which is crazy.
First off,
less than a gram.
It's a shame she was over there for that long anyway.
Yeah. She had less than a gram. 0.7 grams.
Like, I don't like Donald Trump, but I know when that little bald nigga was in China stealing,
yeah,
and they locked his ass up, Trump went and got him.
Yeah.
He went over there and went and got him and brought him back home.
Yeah.
Biden ain't doing shit. Biden ain't doing shit. What'd he do? Send an email? Have his secretaries in the email? The secretary of his secretaries in the email?
We don't typically talk politics on the show, man. It's just funny, though.
I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like Trump, but I think Trump would have went over there and got him. Got her.
Yeah.
Him. Her.
But yeah, man, hopefully, you know, they can do something to get her from over there, because 9 years over less than a gram.
They're going to have to give up a terrorist.
Yeah, a weapons dealer, an arms dealer.
To get her back.
Yeah, which is crazy to even think, man. But, you know, hopefully they're able to get her back, man, at some point here, man. You got anything else for the people, man, before we get out of here?
Should we really get her back for a terrorist? I hate this, you know. A basketball player for a terrorist? Like, I don't know about that. Yeah. I don't care how that sounds, man. I don't know about that.
I can see you now, dog.
You on the motherfucking joint, you be like, hey, yo, Brittany, hold your hand, son. We'll put some money on your books, man. You got 9 years, man, but you can do that. That ain't nothing. That ain't nothing. I can see you now saying, that ain't nothing. We got niggas out here doing 25 to life. Like, you got that shit. We got Young Thug over here doing motherfucking RICO charges. You got it, girl. You got it.
Maybe she should call up Roger Goodell. Like.
Roger Goodell?
He
gonna do it.
He like getting, you know, people slap on the wrist for weed. I'm not gonna say a slap on the wrist, but you know, it's only a year. It's only a year. Niggas get a year for some weed, okay. Oh, she got nine.
Yo, man, you're fucking crazy, bro. But we appreciate you guys listening to us as always, man. We'll be back with you on Tuesday with a brand new episode.
What the fuck are we going to talk about?
Mm-hmm. it's going to be what it's going to be, man. But we appreciate you guys. That's been my homeboy, Matt.
Yep.
I've been Antoine Wyslicker. This has been the Two Cents and Nonsense podcast, and we out.
We out.